Welcome to the Arty Productions Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Arty Productions Podcast. This is Reese and this is Season 1, Episode 2. And today I figured I would give you a quick little demo here on how to install IPA files onto an iOS device. Now, to do this, I am using Windows, and I'm running iOS 16 Beta 6 currently on my iPhone 11, which I have right here.
12:33 p.m.
And it is plugged in the mixer. So there are a couple ways to do this. Primarily, I recommend using AltStore, which is what we are going to use today. Which is basically a cracked app store that has its own server running on your computer and your phone can find it if it is running. And you can install IPA files that way. There are a couple other ways to do this. There's a program called Sideloadly, I believe, which is basically the same thing as AltStore, except it's a little bit trickier to get working. And it doesn't always work. It also doesn't let you directly from your phone update the app certificate. There are a few other ways to do this on iOS itself. There's an app called AppCake, I believe, which is another third-party app store, but the problem with that is it's normally revoked by Apple, and it's a pain in the ass to get working. And then you could jailbreak, but personally, I don't find jailbreaking really necessary to do this. So what you're going to need to get this to work is AltStore itself, which I will put a link for in the description. You're going to need iTunes and iCloud installed on your computer. And you're going to want to sign into iTunes and iCloud and then install AltStore itself. Now, I am using NVDA on my computer currently, and I have it rooted through so you guys can hear it. So if I hit the Windows key,
start window, search box, edit blank,
and I type ALT,
alt server app, press right to switch preview 1 of 1, level 1.
So you heard it say alt server. What you're going to want to do once you first install this is run alt server, which will drop a submenu down in your taskbar, which you can use to do basically anything you need to with AltStore. So first, I'm going to plug my iPhone into my computer.
12:36 p.m. Try again. Speech off.
You need your phone to be plugged in to your computer the first time you do this. So I just plugged it in. And we are going to launch AltServer. And I just ran it. Now, I'm going to hit Windows B.
Notification share from button.
And I'm going to hit space. And for some reason, the button on your taskbar is unlabeled. So if I hit left arrow a couple times.
Microsoft Teams button. Speed minus sign. Click to get Zapware button. iCloud button.
There's an unlabeled button. Now, if I hit space.
Context menu.
We are in a context menu. Now, in here, I'll scroll down and show you what we got.
Automatically launch at startup. Check.
Automatically launch at startup. It's self-explanatory.
Install AltStore submenu I.
This installs AltStore on your phone.
Enable JIT submenu E.
That does something for a Java terminal.
Check for updates. C.
Check for updates. Self-explanatory.
Close C.
And close.
Automatically launch at startup.
I'm going to click on install AltStore here.
Enable install AltStore submenu I.
So here we go.
Versus iPhone R.
Now, whatever you have your phone called or named as will display here. So for me, it's just Reese's iPhone. So I'm going to press enter. Now, one thing to note, for some reason, NVDA might crash for you. I seem to have that issue sometimes, and I honestly don't know why, but just keep that in mind. So I'm going to hit enter.
Please enter your Apple ID and password. Dialog. Cancel button.
Now, Apple ID and password.
Your Apple ID and password are not saved and are only sent to Apple for authentication. Due to some server changes, app-specific passwords will no longer work. Please use your normal password instead. Edit blank. Edit protected blank. Your app.
So, I'm going to enter my Apple ID here.
Install button.
So I just entered my Apple ID. I'm going to click install.
Two notifications.
Like I said, NVDA might crash. So just keep that in mind.
Two-factor authentication handle dialog. Please enter the 6-digit verification code that was sent to your Apple devices.
Now, you get a verification code. So I'm going to grab my phone.
Two notifications. Apple sign requested. Apple sign requested. ICLUD. Show notifications button.
And I just unlocked it with Face ID. Now.
Alert. Apple ID sign requested.
Now, we have a pop-up here. I'm going to just click allow.
Allow button. Alert. Apple ID verification code.
Now, gives you a verification code. And obviously, I'm not going to give this out. So I'm going to enter it here. All right, so I've entered the code. I'm going to click submit.
Submit button.
And NVDA, once again, might crash. So
new notifications from Alt Server. Installing Alt Store to Reese's iPhone. This may take a few seconds. Down in one window.
So now it has just said that it's installing Alt Store to my phone. So we're going to wait.
New notification from Alt Server. Installation succeeded. Alt Store was successfully installed on Reese's iPhone. Down in one window.
So it just said that Alt Store was successfully installed. So I'm going to grab my phone.
12:45 p.m.
Unlock it with Face ID. And I'm going to find Alt Store here on my home screen.
Phantom VPN. Snapchat. Alt Store. Recently updated.
Here it is.
Double tap to open.
Double tap.
Alt Store. News. Heading.
And here we have Alt Store.
New to Alt Store. More apps in Alt Store. Update to Alt Store 1.5 to easily download some of our favorite apps. Button. Art. Diagram. Speech off.
Now, the first time you launch this, it will have you enter your Apple ID. But since I've done this before, I do not have to do so. So there are a couple things you can do with this. You can install apps directly from the store. You can search. However, if
Speech on.
You have an app on your phone that you just want to install, you can do that. And I'm going to show you how to do that.
Alt Store. Edit mode.
I'm going to ask Siri to open files.
Downloads. Back button.
And
downloads.
I am in files here. So for this demonstration, we're going to use YouTube Plus, which is an upgraded version of YouTube. So I'm going to go ahead and find that here.
YouTube Plus.ipa file 8/22/22 96.9 megabytes.
So here it is. And if I triple tap.
Remove download button.
And find share.
Dismiss context menu. Dismiss context. Delete. Button. Share. Move. Share. Button.
Now.
YouTube Plus.
After I click share, I'm going to tap around here and we'll see if we can find Alt Store.
Dini. Ma. Taylor. Mark. Book. Crystal. Box. Eight. Ma. Airdrop. Out, message. Mail. Message. Alt Store. Button.
So I was just scrolling around through my contacts there. So here we have Alt Store. I'm going to double tap. And now it is installing with Alt Store.
Progress. My apps. Heading. Progress. 35%. My apps. Heading.
So now we can see the progress. And once it fully installs, it will be there on your home screen and you can run it.
Progress. 67%. No updates available.
Now, another thing you can do with this that I find quite nice is you can refresh apps. So after 7 days, the verification that you can run the app ends. So you need to refresh it. And you can do that with Alt Store. So
active heading refresh all audio defense expires in -15 days button.
So we are going to refresh an app called Audio Defense, which was released back in 2014 by Something Else Games, which has since been continued. But it's basically a pretty cool zombie shooter game. So
refresh audio defense button.
If I click refresh.
Refresh Alt Store. Audio defense expires in -15 days button.
It is now refreshing audio defense. And if I scroll to the left.
Active. No updates available. Progress. 0%. Audio defense expires in 7 days button.
So we can see that it is fully refreshed and it expires in 7 days. Now,
Alt Store. Own age.
Show you this
double
works.
Tap to Snapchat. Page 3. Doc. Page. Snap. Own age. Rank. Westminster. Shop. Audio defense. Double
I'm
tap
going
to open.
To run audio defense.
Audio defense. Gameplay area. Use the rotor to enable direct touch. Triple tap to skip info.
So you can see that it ran. So
app switcher, 75% audio defense. Audio defense active. Close audio defense. Close audio defense. App switcher.
So
outdoor. Outdoor.
I just closed
active.
It, but
swipe up three fingers to close the app.
You can see that it ran. Now that is basically how you do this. Now, like I said, there are other ways to do this, but I find this the easiest because it seems to work the most often. Keep in mind, you will have to repeat this process every 7 days because your verification runs out. But Alt Store lets you refresh automatically if you launch it and refresh your apps. So that is how you install IPA files onto an iOS device using Windows and Alt Store. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and this is the end of this episode. Take care. This episode has ended. Thank you for listening.